The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Green Scene on The Pat Kenny Show with Repack. Does your business use the three bin system? Learn more about your legal recycling obligations at repack.ie.
In the Green Scene, why Greenland really matters. But first, the totally organic Sikkim region of India. We're joined by Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Research Ireland. Ruth, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
The world's first fully organic state.
This is a fascinating story that's been going on for about 20 years. And Sikkim is a state in India in the Himalayas. It's a mountainous place. And as you say, they are fully organic. All of their farming is organic. So you might say, how have they achieved this? And because it's not enormous, it's about the size of Donegal, but certainly everything that they do there is now organic. And really, the sort of catalyst for this was that they were starting to see the impacts of conventional farming. So they were starting to see their soils degrading. There was issues with their water. People were getting sick from drinking polluted water. People were getting rashes and tummy bugs and things. So they had a very strong sort of local sense of doing this for the right reasons for their health. And they set up a kind of dedicated organic mission. And the first thing they did was they put huge taxes on chemical fertilizers coming in. And then gradually they just stopped them coming in completely.
And what did they replace them all with?
Well, what they really replaced was massive amounts of supports and training for farmers. So this was definitely something that was done with farmers, not to farmers. So they introduced all sorts of supports for composting, for soil rotation, and huge amounts of training so that farmers did not feel like they were sort of at the end of a policy that they weren't part of. And of course, as you might expect, what happened initially was that yields and it went down of certain crops, but they did pick back up again. And that does tend to happen when you switch to organic agriculture. And I suppose that the promise of this was that people would earn much more money from their crops, which has actually started to happen now. So Sikkim has been certified by the UN as kind of a gold standard for organic farming. And particularly some of the spices and things that they produce, like cardamom and organic tea and ginger, these command incredibly premium prices across the globe. So actually, they're really doing quite well now.
And the soil itself has recovered from years of being degraded by the conventional farming.
Yeah, it has. So they've seen huge improvements because, you know, they've been obviously composting now. They've been doing crop rotations, which we all learned back in school was the way that you keep the soil healthy. And also they've been using local seeds. So they also don't import non-organic fruit and vegetables, and they don't import non-organic seed anymore. So nothing is really coming in for agriculture.
Do we have an ambition in this regard ourselves?
So we have a much lower ambition, which is not surprising. So the Ireland's Climate Action Plan aims to have about 10% of organic farming. I mean, obviously, we're in the EU, we're in a free trade environment, so we can't control imports and exports the way that Sikkim have. But I think what's important about this is it's kind of showing that there are alternative ways possible, you know, that you can produce yields, you can feed a population, maybe without the intensity of chemical use and pesticide use. So while we can't exactly aspire to mirror Sikkim here, we can certainly take some inspiration and lessons from it.
Okay, but we have to get, that great Joni Mitchell song, which has the line, give me spots on my apples, but leave me the birds and the bees.
Yeah, don't know what you've got till it's gone.
Till it's gone. Mm. Okay, we want to talk about Greenland. It's been in the headlines for all sorts of militaristic reasons and security reasons. But from your point of view, Greenland is hugely important.
It is. And I guess when you hear all of this talk about who's going to own Greenland and all of the resources there, it really makes you think, you know, why does Greenland really matter? And in many ways, Greenland is the thermostat for the Northern Hemisphere. It's a bellwether for everything that's happening in climate. And we've talked before about how the Arctic is warming about four times faster than the rest of the globe. Europe is warming faster than other parts of the globe. And this is because we're seeing this sort of wicked feedback loop. As the ice melts, you reveal dark water, dark land. So instead of reflecting heat away, you're absorbing more heat and more ice melts. And of course, because Greenland is the largest, you know, a large freshwater sheet of ice, if it goes into the sea, sea levels rise. And if all of the ice, I mean, about 80% of Greenland is covered in ice, if all of that melted, sea level could rise by up to 7 metres. Now, I mean, obviously that's not going to happen overnight, but as more ice melts and potentially more shipping goes through Greenland, and obviously it takes hundreds of kilometres or takes kilometres off the journey, say from China to Europe, and weeks of travel potentially. But those ships release black soot that goes onto the ice, that creates even more warming. And of course, we're also losing a natural laboratory. I mean, scientists have been drilling ice cores in Greenland. There's air trapped in ice, so we can know what the climate and the atmosphere was like millennia ago. And without that information, it's very hard for us to know maybe what is going to happen. So it's sort of like burning down a library before you've even read the books. Yeah.
And if you have someone like Trump in charge who might not have the same attitude as the Greenlanders have to their own country.
Yeah, and of course, the Greenlanders have been very cautious. They've banned a lot of mining. So they banned oil. There's no oil and gas mining, really. They banned uranium mining. But people do see the rare earth minerals there. Greenland is rich in rare earth minerals. In a way, it's that, again, that wicked issue that we need some of those rare earth minerals for the green transition. But it's only when the ice melts that they're maybe accessible. But I think it's just about thinking about what do we really value here, and Greenland. You know, what happens in Greenland doesn't stay in Greenland.
Yeah. Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Research Ireland, thank you very much for all your contributions over the last, well, I don't know how many years it is, but it's been
five
absolutely
or six,
great.
Yeah.
Ruth, thank you very
thank
much
you,
for
Pat.
Joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.